أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وأخرج الطبراني عن ربيع بن خراش رضي الله تعالى عنه رحمه الله تعالى قال: استأذن عبد الله بن عباس على معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنهم وقد علقت عنده بطون قريش، وسعيد بن العاص جالس عن يمينه، فلما رآه معاوية مقبلا قال: يا سعيد، والله لألقين على ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما مسائل يعيا جوابها. فقال له سعيد: ليس مثل ابن عباس يعيا بمسائلك. فلما جلس قال له معاوية: ما تقول في أبي بكر رضي الله عنه؟ قال: رحم الله أبا بكر، كان والله للقرآن تاليا، وعن الميل نائيا، وعن الفحشاء ساهيا، وعن المنكر ناهيا، وبدينه عارفا، ومن الله خائفا، وبالليل قائما، وبالنهار صائما، ومن دنياه سالما، وعلى عدل البرية عازما، بالمعروف آمرا، وإليه صائرا، وفي الأحوال شاكرا، ولله في الغدو والرواح ذاكرا، ولنفسه بالمصالح قاهرا، فاق أصحابه ورعا وكفافا وزهدا وعفافا وبرا وحياطة وزهادة وكفاءة، فأعقب الله من ثلبه اللعائن إلى يوم القيامة. قال معاوية: فما تقول في عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنهم؟ قال: رحم الله أبا حفص، كان والله حليف الإسلام، ومأوى الأيتام، ومحل الإيمان، وملاذ الضعفاء، ومعقل الحنفاء، وللخلق حسنا، وللبأس عونا، قام بحق الله صابرا محتسبا، حتى أظهر الله الدين وفتح الديار، وذكر في الأقطار والمناهل وعلى التلال وفي الضواحي والبقاع، وعند الخنا وقورا وعند الخنا عفوا وقورا وفي الشدة الرخاء شكورا، ولله في كل وقت وأوان ذكورا، فأعقب الله من يبغضه اللعنة إلى يوم الحسرة. قال معاوية رضي الله عنه: فما تقول في عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه؟ قال: رحم الله أبا عمرو، كان والله أكرم الحفدة، وأوصل البررة، وأصبر الغزاة، وهجاء بالأسهار، كثير الدموع عند ذكر الله، دائم الفكر فيما يعنيه الليل والنهار، ناهضا إلى كل مكرمة، يسعى إلى كل منجية فرارا من كل موبقة، وصاحب الجيش والبئر، وختن المصطفى على ابنتيه، فأعقب الله من سبه الندامة إلى يوم القيامة. قال معاوية: فما تقول في علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه؟ قال: رحم الله أبا الحسن، كان والله علم الهدى، وكهف التقى، ومحل الحجى، وطود البهاء، ونور السرى في ظلم الدجى، داعيا إلى المحجة العظمى، عالما بما في الصحف الأولى، وقائما بالتأويل والذكرى، متعلقا بأسباب الهدى، وتاركا للجور والأذى، وحائدا عن طرقات الردى، وخير من آمن واتقى، وسيد من تقمص وارتدى، وأفضل من حج وسعى، وأسمح من عدل وصوى، وأخطب أهل الدنيا إلا الأنبياء، والنبي صلى الله عليه والنبي المصطفى، وصاحب القبلتين، فهل يوازيه موحد؟ وزوج خير النساء رضي الله عنها وعليه السلام، وأبو السبتين، لم ترى عيني مثله، ولا ترى إلى يوم القيامة واللقاء، من لعنه فعليه لعنة الله والعباد إلى يوم القيامة. قال: فما تقول في طلحة والزبير رضي الله عنهما؟ قال: رحمة الله عليهما، كان والله عفيفين، برين مسلمين طاهرين متطهرين شهيدين عالمين زلا زلة والله غافر لهما إن شاء الله بالنصرة القديمة والصحبة القديمة والأفعال الجميلة. قال معاوية: فما تقول في العباس؟ قال: رحم الله أبا الفضل، كان والله سنو أبي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقرة عين صفي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، كهف الأقوام والسيد الأعمام، قد على بصرا بالأمور ونظرا بالعواقب، قد زانه علم وقد تلاشت الأحساب عند ذكر فضيلته، وتباعدت الأنساب عند فخر عشيرته، ولما لا يكون كذلك؟ وقد ساسه أكرم من دب وهب عبد المطلب، أفخر من مشى من قريش وركب. فذكر الحديث بطوله، وقال الحيثمي: رواه الطبراني وفيه من لم أعرفه. Tabarani narrates a hadith. We'll go through it inshallah quickly. It's a long hadith about the fadail of the Sahaba. It's the tatimma, the last athar narrated regarding the companions, the description of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, narrated by Tabarani from the tariq of Rabi' bin Khirash. He said that Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu once sought permission to enter the court of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the clans of Quraysh had by that time joined him, most of them, and Sa'id bin As was sitting next to him, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu on his right hand side. And so when Sayyidina Muawiyah saw him turn forward, he said, "Oh Sa'id, today I'll put forward some questions for Abdullah bin Abbas, and look how he'll be able to answer them well." And Sa'id said, "I don't think Ibn Abbas is going to be able to handle your questions." But when he came and sat, Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him then, "What do you say about Abu Bakr? May Allah be pleased with him." And so Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas says, "May Allah ta'ala have mercy on Abu Bakr. He was always reciting the Quran, and he always turned away from shahawat and from his desires and from indecency. He was completely unaware. He never even thought about indecency. And he used to forbid all evil things, and he used to have knowledge about his deen, and he used to fear Allah Ta'ala, and he used to stand in the middle of the night in prayer, and in the day he used to fast, and he was safe from the temptations of the dunya. And he used to have strong resolve in implementing justice. And he used to command to all good things, and used to always take on he used to always make good things happen and appear and occur. And in all matters, in all states, he was thankful to Allah Ta'ala. And he was by the morning and by the afternoon always remembering Allah Ta'ala. And he always would force himself to do what was best. And he was better than his companions in taqwa and in holding back from those things he should hold back from, and in staying away from the dunya, and in being a person of iffa, of not desiring evil things, and in bir, in piety, and in cautiousness, and in doing without from this world. And he was of the highest of nasab. Do you guys mind, inshallah, if you want to talk, do you mind talking outside, inshallah? He's the highest of the highest rank of nobility. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished whoever curses him or says something bad about him until the day of judgment. And then Sayyidina Muawiyah asks about what do you say about Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said, "May Allah ta'ala have mercy on Abu Hafs," which was the kunya of Sayyidina Umar. He said he was the Haliful Islam. He was the one who was the ally of Islam. And he was the secure place for every orphan. And he was the place where Iman took up its place. And he was the guardian of the weak. And he was the one who... the place where every Hanif, every person who inclined toward the truth, would set himself up with him. and he was for the creation a fortress, and he was a help for that person who was in difficulty. And he stood and implemented the haqq of Allah Ta'ala with patience and with hope for reward from Allah Ta'ala. And he kept doing that until the deen was manifest everywhere and ascendant everywhere. And all of the lands around him were conquered by Islam. And Allah Ta'ala was remembered in every piece of land, in every place of water, on every hill, in all spots all over the earth. He was a person of great respect, and he was a person in times of difficulty, in times of ease, thankful. He always would remember Allah Ta'ala in all moments of his day. And so Allah has punished whoever hates him with his curse until the day of judgment. Then Muawiyah asked Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, what do you say about Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu? And so Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas said, may Allah have mercy on Abu Amr. He was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most noble of the Hafada, I think, meaning that he's making a reference to him being a close relative. He was the most noble of the grandchildren of our ancestors, and he was the one who was most ready to keep the ties of kinship, and he was the most patient in battle, and he was the one who would always wake up in the middle of the night and pray, and he was the one who would give so many tears when he would remember Allah. And he would constantly be thinking about those things that are important for him by night and by day. And he would always stand, he would be the first one to stand for every noble matter. And he would always rush toward those things that would save him and run away from those things that would destroy him. And he was the Jaysh of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the one who paid for its armament and its armoring and its readying to go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. He was the one who purchased the wealth for the mu'mineen. He is the son-in-law of Al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam for two of his daughters. And so Allah Ta'ala has punished whoever cursed him with that he should regret it until the day of judgment. Then Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, what do you say about Ali ibn Abi Talib? Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy on Abu al-Hasan. He was, by Allah, the flag of guidance and the cave in which the cave in which taqwa took refuge, and the place where aql, where powerful rationality dwelled, and he was the peg in which pride was made firm, and he was the light of everyone who went out in the darkness of the night, and he was the one who called to the greatest of paths, and he was the one who knew what was in the books of revelations of the original people of mankind from the past. And he was the one who stood with a sound interpretation of deen, and he reminded people of the deen. And he was always connected to those things that will cause guidance to come down. And he always was someone who left the ways of tyranny and left the ways of harming other people. And he was the one who stayed away from all paths that will lead to a fall. He was the best of those who believed and the best of those who feared Allah Ta'ala. He was a leader of everyone who wore garments. He was the best of those who made Hajj and those who walked between Safa and Marwa. And he was the one who had the most samaha, the most asmah. I think here actually means he's the one who had the most fadila in virtue and justice and in keeping the field, playing field level. And he was the most akhtab, the most eloquent from the people of the dunya, other than the prophets and other than the Prophet Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the one who stayed with him sallallahu alaihi wasallam through both qiblas. Is there any person who believes in tawheed that is equal to him? He is the husband of the best of women, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he is the father of the two grandsons of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My eye never saw anyone equivalent to him, nor will an eye see anyone like him until the day of Qiyamah and the day of meeting Allah Ta'ala. Whoever curses him, may the curse of Allah Ta'ala and the curse of his slaves be upon him until the day of judgment. Then Muawiyah asks, what do you say about Talha and Zubair radiallahu anhuma? He says that may Allah Ta'ala's mercy be upon both of them. Both of them were people who were sound and secure from desiring the bad things of the dunya. Both of them were pious people. Both of them were people who submitted to Allah. And they were pure people, and they were purifying people. And they both died shaheed. They both died as martyrs. As people of knowledge, they made a mistake. May Allah forgive them for that mistake, because of their helping in the old days of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and keeping his companionship in the old days, and because of their beautiful deeds. And so there's a little bit of explanation regarding that Sayyidina Talha and Zubair, they both were in the Waqi'atul Jamal. It was a battle between two factions of the Sahaba. They both showed up on the day on the battlefield, but neither of them intended to fight. Sayyidina Talha was actually killed before the hostilities started. A person who Sayyidina Ali chastised without order fired an arrow at him and killed him. And Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu actually left the battlefield, and someone from the army of Sayyidina Ali, who Sayyidina Ali chastised, also treacherously killed him. He said, I don't want to fight. And he says, oh, that's great, come with me. And so when he went with him, he got a chance. He just kind of took a cheap shot and killed him. But neither of them actually intended to fight on that day. And so both of them were killed shaheed ghadran, out of treachery. And so Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu obviously disagreed with them being against Sayyidina Ali on that day, or at least staying in the company of those who were against Sayyidina Ali on that day. But he said, even that, Allah Ta'ala obviously will forgive them for that because of all the good things they did for Islam. Then Muawiyah radiallahu anhu asked, what do you say about Abbas? And so Abdullah bin Abbas says, may Allah have mercy on Abu al-Fadl, which is his father. He said he was the best of friends with the father of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was the coolness of the eye of the friend of Allah, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was the refuge of different people when they were in trouble. He was the leader amongst the uncles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he had a very high and lofty vision when it came to judging matters, and when it came to pondering over how things will turn out. Allah Ta'ala beautified him with knowledge, and he had a very honorable position or status when his virtues are mentioned, and his nasab or his lineage is something that is far and above the lineages of other people, if any people would ever need to boast about their lineage. And why wouldn't it be like that? قَدْ سَاسَهُ أَكْرَمُ مَنْ دَبَّ, and he was taught, his policies and his politics were managed by the best of those who walked on the earth. Abdul Muttalib, meaning what? Meaning amongst the Arabs, Abdul Muttalib was a person who was very respected. He said he was taught how to manage things by Abdul Muttalib, who was the most proud member of the Quraysh, obviously before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is narrated in Tabarani and Al-Haythami, the Muhaddith. He says that there are. A couple of people in the chain of narration that he doesn't know, and so they mentioned that out of way of honesty. Wa sallallahu ta'ala rasulih Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam ajma'in.